It was a sunny afternoon and warm, in spite of Irma's complaint. The road from Strachan's runs through some splendid forest country, which encloses an unusual feature for that part of the world, in a short range of little crags and cliffs called the Jotungipfel. They're very pretty, very wild, as our late queen would say, and rather like the English lake hills in miniature. Apart from a few shepherds' huts, they're fairly empty, most of the inhabitants of Strachan's province living down in the flatlands near the city. But they contain one or two beautiful mountain tarns, in one of which stands the old castle of Jotunberg, which was the stronghold of the Dukes of Strachan's in the bad old days. It was kept now by the Bülow family, a Strachensian branch of the great German house of that name. The hunting lodge of Strelhaus stands some miles from the Jotungipfel, tucked away in the woods a little distance off the main road. It has been the country seat of the ruling house for generations, and is an excellent little box, all rough timber and fur rugs, with fine open fires, leaded windows, comfortable appointments, and plenty of room. Altogether a bang-up place. We were travelling fairly informally. There were two Strachensian aides for me, apart from de Côté and Rudy, and the Duchess had three ladies and about five maids. God knows why she needed all those. Detchard had come, too, but elected to stay in the village, and, of course, I had Josef with me. There were other servants, and various grooms and attendants, and it looked like being quite a lively country party. And it was. Lively and deathly.